I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois poultry owners will not be able to sell or show their birds at swap meets, exhibitions, and auction or flea markets for the next 30 days. The suspension issued on Tuesday by the State Department of Agriculture is aimed at preventing the spread of the avian flu. The disease, which is highly infectious and often fatal to chickens, has been detected in commercial and backyard flocks across the state. The Department of Agriculture recommends that due to the infection risk to other animals, pets should be kept away from the carcasses of dead birds that may have died from avian flu. While getting a free package seems like a nice surprise, this might be a setup for a scam called brushing. Brushing is when you receive a package you didn't order, often without a return address. Better Business Bureau says companies may send a package after finding your address online. This lets them write a fake review in your name to improve ratings and generate sales. Sydney Waters, the regional director of the BBB, says this might be a sign that your personal information was stolen.
Go to the post office and consider temporarily refusing package delivery at your home address. And honestly, what this does a lot of times, if you refuse that package delivery, the scammers will stop trying to send you items because if it can't be delivered, they can't post that fake review in your name.
Waters says the good part about the scam is that the Federal Trade Commission allows the legal right to keep the unordered merchandise. She says returning it could compromise your personal information. Packages may include QR codes claiming to lead to return instructions, but they often lead to a phishing website or download malware to a device. Immediately change your passwords and enable two-factor authentication if you scan the code. Retailers often have policies cracking down on brushing and fake reviews. Always report false reviews in your name. Federal prosecutors say they won a historic conviction yesterday. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan was found guilty of wire fraud and bribery, but they also found him not guilty on other charges and couldn't agree on a verdict on the remaining. But the jury could not reach a verdict on any of the six counts against his co-defendant, the Commonwealth Edison lobbyist Michael McLean. You can learn more on the results at WSIU.org.